The New Zealand cricketers' unbeaten run at the World Cup is over, falling to a 6-wicket defeat to Pakistan in Birmingham. The Black Caps batsmen struggled after deciding to bat first, recovering from 83 for 5 to post 237 for 6, thanks to an unbeaten 97 from Jimmy Neesham and 64 from Colin de Grondhome. In reply, Pakistan played the perfect chase, with Babar Azam scoring an unbeaten century and Harris Sahail 68 as they reached the victory target with 5 balls to spare. The Black Caps captain Kane Williamson admits 237 simply wasn't enough.
I think there was a little bit more, certainly more bounce than what we experienced on the same surface the other day. And a lot of credit goes to the way the Pakistan side bowled. They put the ball in the right area, got a bit of movement, and that bounce, which made life difficult, certainly by nicking a number of guys off.
Kane Williamson. New Zealand remains second on the table, and victory against either Australia or England in their last two games will guarantee them a semi-final spot. However, they could still advance without winning either. Pakistan are now level on points with fifth place to Bangladesh and remain firmly in the hunt to make the last four. The Silver Ferns captain Laura Langman was pleased but not overexcited by their 61-45 win over an All-Stars side in Auckland as they began their final preparations for next month's Netball World Cup in England. The Ferns were ahead by just 5 at half-time, but shooter Bailey Mez replaced Maria Folau in the third quarter and made an immediate impact, while the defence improved to give them an edge. Langman gave their effort a pass mark.
Yeah, I think it was some nice stuff. I thought we kicked into gear kind of later in the game, so maybe just coming out of the blocks needs a little bit of work.
Langman and the Ferns play the New Zealand men tonight, who opened the four-team series yesterday with a 93-19 win over the Fiji Pearls. The New Zealand sprinters Eddie Osei at Nkisha and Zoe Hobbs have won the 100 metres titles at the Oceania Athletics Championships in Townsville. The pair met the conditions of their selection in the New Zealand team for this year's World Championships. And the former Olympic gold medalist and IOC member Barry Maister has been honoured at the International Olympic Committee Congress in Lausanne. Maister was a member of the victorious New Zealand men's hockey team that won gold in 1976 and was an IOC member from 2010 to 2018. He was awarded the Olympic Order, the highest honour within the IOC. Koina na pūrongo, hakina kina.